Well, series of storm chances are expected over the next 7 days, with some of these becoming severe. We're currently experiencing a mostly cloudy sky this morning. Temperatures are in the mid to upper 60s. I am watching a dying area of storms. It's being monitored southwest of DFW, which should dissipate here by mid-morning as it approaches the 35W corridor in areas north of Interstate 20. However, additional storm chances are in the forecast for this afternoon and evening as our next disturbance approaches. The greatest risk for large hail and damaging wind right now looks to be just to the west of the Dallas-Fort Worth area and to the south, although one or two warnings can't be ruled out for areas north of I-20. Storms should begin to subside after midnight tonight to our south, with afternoon highs today reaching the low to mid-80s. Our next weather system will closely follow today's storm system, with a cold front expected to move through the area tomorrow, increasing storm chances once again. Right now, it looks like the greatest set for severe storms, again, will be south of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. While monitoring the frontal position during peak heating hours, the risk for DFW and the Red River right now appears to be relatively low. We'll keep an eye on where the front is during peak heating. Highs reaching the low 80s. Forecast for Friday after the morning showers move to our south. Through the weekend, look pretty favorable. Afternoon highs will be near 80 Friday, mid-80s Saturday, and approaching 90 degrees on Sunday, with a ton of humidity and breezy south winds. There is a slight chance of some early morning storms on Sunday as a dying complex approaches from the northwest, although most areas right now look to remain dry. And again, we're still talking 3.5-4 days away. Next Monday and Tuesday are expected to be breezy and warm, with highs reaching the low 90s. While it's still too early to predict storm chances, a small chance does exist each evening as the dry line becomes active to the west of the Dallas-Fort Worth area during the afternoon hours. Updates will be provided as necessary. The KRLD Storm Center team will activate coverage if necessary over the coming days. In the meantime, enjoy the weather when you can. It's the only weather you've got.